So I'm joined by the Hanley Town manager, Ryan Shott. And Ryan, thanks for joining us on Mourns Ridge, having a sit down. And I don't blame you after that a 2-0 victory in the FA Trophy and the heat as well. I was just saying to Kieran Brown, it was horrible sat in that stand. Wouldn't like to have been playing that. What was it like out on that pitch?
Yeah, it was warm. The sun's on you all day as well, so there's no respite. But, you know, the performance didn't show any fatigue of any sort that the sun was affecting us. Felt good. Went into it with a positive, strong attitude, and it paid off.
Two goals for Kieran Brown. That's four now for him for the season. How pleased was it for him to get both the goals this afternoon and quick-fire double as well?
Yeah, he needs it. He needs it. He's been taking good things on board, and today was probably his strongest performance. And it shows by not just the two goals, but, you know, bringing us up the team and listening and taking on board what we've been saying, because we know he's got it. You know, he's been at levels higher than this, and he's proven it. He just needs to get his confidence back. And today, can't do him any harm in that. So, well done to him. He got his man of the match, so he deserves it.
There was quite a few standout performances there. Not only Kieran, the goalkeeper, Josh Bishop, you brought him on loan. And as debuts go, that's a very solid debut.
Yeah, I said to him, just first clean sheet of the season, that is. And he was like, right, nice start. You know, he's come in and not had a lot to do. But, you know, his communication, I was very happy with. He's just constantly talking to me and organising us, and that's what you need from a goalkeeper. So I was very happy with him. He's very good, loud and positive, so I really enjoyed him.
Seems to have come with a decent reputation. I think the club said on social media 21 clean sheets last season for Stourport. I think you've got him for a month, and he won't hit 21, but he could easily hit 4 or 5 after that performance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're not sure how long Adam's out for, and what a replacement. I've heard a lot about him, and he, as you say, he comes with a good reputation of, you know, good shot stopping, and, you know, his kicking wasn't bad. So everything that we look at there, you go, you know what? Yeah, he could more than happy help us out.
What's Adam Whitehouse's injury, if you don't mind me asking?
It's just he twinged his back last week at Newcastle. So we're not entirely sure if it's nerve damage or muscular lower back, but he's struggling at the minute. He just can't do a lot of movement. So he's just going to physio sort him out with some strength work and making sure he gets right.
I guess it's one of them. He could be back next week. It could be Christmas if it doesn't go right.
That's why we took, obviously, Josh on for a month. You know, if Adam's not right, we're not going to push him back in. And it's good that we've got Josh in, that, you know, it helps Adam to make sure he gets back right. Because he knows his position's there. You know, he's our number one. So as long as he can get it right and it's not niggling and it's not irritating him, then, you know, we want him to take his time.
But it'll be good competition for Adam as well when he's back fit. That you've got an able deputy. Even if he goes back to Kidderminster, I'm sure you'll be able to recall him.
Yeah, we'll see. Early days, but I was very impressed. So, you know, it's a good start for him and I'm happy for him.
Moving on, that he was one of 5 changes you made to Sal. Was that a reaction to last week's performance against the No Man's, or did you just want to freshen it up and give game time to others?
We've got the beauty of a good, strong squad. We've got 19, 20 players that are expecting to play and start. So, you know, if we can freshen it up, and today with the heat and putting everything into consideration, we just wanted a strong, hard-working performance. So however we get that, then yeah, changes will be made, and there'll be again on Wednesday where we'll go to Widnes. So yeah, we just keep it fresh, making sure everybody's as close to 100% as we can be, because we've got that opportunity to do that. So as long as nobody's carrying and everybody's 100%, then we're happy.
Made a bit of history as well. That's Hanley Town's first ever winning the FA Trophy. It must be pleasing, but I guess you don't even consider that until later on in the season, potentially, or future seasons.
It was a target. We set out targets at the start of the season, and it was to, you know, to go and win and qualify for another round of the trophy. You know, it was disappointing last week that we come out of the FA Cup like we did. So to come back and respond like that in the trophy is a good response. So yeah, the chairman's happy. We're all happy with the performance, and that's me. Me and Ben are happy with the performance because we've been asking for that, you know. And certain aspects of it, we haven't closed down, we haven't been battling. So we know it's in there from the squad. We just haven't been at it all at once. So it's come together today, and now it's time to really gather our thoughts and make sure we do it week in, week out.
How important then is it to take it into the league? It's Widnes on Wednesday, and I guess that's a game you'll look at and say, and play on the paper, say we should at least get a point, if not a victory there.
It's a good one to have after today, yes. You know, they were struggling like us last season, and they kicked on. In between, we played them at their place and they beat us 2-0, and they were in a good run of form. So, you know, if we can get a good performance like that today, then we'll be happy, because we know we've got goals in the team. you know that the defence is solid when we're all together. So, yeah, it'll be good to go back-to-back throughout the week, but we do need to get off the mark in the league.
Ryan, thank you for your time and enjoy this nice weather now. We've finished the game.
Thank you very much. All
Cheers.
The best.
Thank